Hey, what's voice was that? I heard voice. That was
I just
the.
pushed the button for the audio
Oh,
recording.
I'm not going crazy.
It's probably computer generated. Some robot.
Okay, calling to order. Any additions, postponements of agenda items? I just want to add just a strategic plan work follow-up discussion, and sort of making a plan to talk about how we're going to go about doing some of that work, in particular the financial planning. Okay.
Have you received any feedback about your report, the report?
Well, let's wait till we get to that
Okay.
section, and then we can ask that question. Consent agenda items, reviewing the minutes. I didn't see anything. I thought Jeannie's minutes looked great as usual. Anyone else?
Oh, I want to hear about the Killington.
Yeah, maybe the library director's report will include it. Any comments? Changes?
Pardon to me.
Jane, any comments on the minutes?
Oh, I think they were very fine.
Okay. Moving on to the treasurer's report.
Unexpended annual budget.
So this is the very tail end, right, of our.
Well, no, we don't really get that until July, but that's through the end of May.
Okay.
So,
So not including June
right.
so far. But anything jump out at you?
I don't think anything did. What I've been doing apparently is doing just the fundraising thing here at the bottom. And last year, obviously, I had fundraising and donations in together. But if you want to actually compare that, you have fundraising and donations up there, so you can
Okay.
add them yourself. You will.
So our donations are pretty hefty, it looks like, if
Yes,
you
we exceeded our
are pretty.
expectations. We try not to expect too hard because you never know
Yeah, it's been really
what's
great.
really up in the air.
Great.
Carl, since the CDs are coming up in the middle, well, next
Yeah.
week, did we?
Right. And that was a change, by the way. I thought that they weren't mature until after the end of June. And I see Tammy's thing saying that on the 17th, they will be over. So.
I honestly don't remember off the top of my head. Did the board approve putting them in a CD for a certain duration? Was
Yeah,
that,
I'm pretty
do we
sure
need
they
to do
did.
that again, or is that just set to run?
Well, that I think is a one-time deal for the time being. We'll see if the Tammy and the town are going to do it again.
Right, it was 6 months, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't, as it happens, we did not turn out to need our programs fund to replace the floor or anything. So this we anticipated we would not need it, and as it turns out, we were right. Turns out there was grant there handy if we had to, but we put the whole of that in there too, didn't we?
Yes.
So you never know what's going to happen.
So do we want to consider putting that in another CD?
I would say wait until we find out if there's going to be any such a
That
thing.
option.
I don't think we want to go trying to figure out this investment on our own.
Yeah.
But if the town does, then,
Okay. So I guess I didn't realize that our money has got lumped together with the
With
town's. It was
various
all
other bits of
sure.
stuff that they thought they wouldn't need for a while.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't realize that. I thought
Yeah.
we had two separate CDs for each of those. The town had whatever they had for
Well,
each
actually, I
one.
don't know. Maybe we do have a bunch of individual CDs up there, but probably for accounting, they would have done that. But basically, the whole program is all together.
Well, one would assume that the interest would be parsed out per
Account or
account.
term.
One would assume.
You
Okay.
would you still have a lump and just do it pro rata, but yeah. I mean, we won't see that until, well, we'll get the end of June on our next reports early in July. But frequently, Tammy doesn't get the interest on various things posted until August. So we'll see what we made.
But it doesn't sound like we need to worry about doing anything,
No.
approving anything.
I
We're
mean,
okay.
if they're going to do it again, I'm sure Tammy will say something
Let
about
us know
it.
if the opportunity is there. And
Okay. But otherwise, looking good.
I think so.
Yeah.
And Ryan had the whole report and has worked our budget down to where we have $43 and some cents left over. Otherwise, we're on target,
That's great.
if I understood everything.
Good work.
Most of which came from that last packet, I understood there's two more I have to straighten out so that
Two more packets.
two more of the items that were in that packet,
Oh, okay.
so that at least if Tammy asks me what they are, I can
Sure.
intelligibly explain them.
Yeah.
Which
Okay. That works good. Great. And how are we doing on raffle ticket sales?
That's pretty pale this year at the
Are you
Crossland
including,
Farmers Market.
are you going in every Tuesday?
I've been in, what, is it 3 times, 4 times now? Yeah, four times
Probably.
now.
Yeah, I don't think we've
And
sold any here since maybe the week before you started the farmers market.
right.
I could check again, but I haven't sold a ticket in weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've moved many here.
And I don't think it's some fault of ours out there. I think the market is just slow. There's several gaps on the common where they used to have everything filled up all around, and now there's some gaps, and there just do not seem to be large crowds of people.
That surprises me that there wouldn't be more.
So over those 4 weeks, we are averaging, I believe it comes out to $38.75 a week. So it's something. Every little bit helps.
Are you okay doing it? Like, do you feel like it?
Yeah, I'm okay. I go up there with my harmonicas and get my mail taken care of and
Read a
maybe
book
repeat
or
in
two.
between. But
Okay. Well,
and I mean, you never know, we may have some bumper week when we sell 150, but
it seems like,
so far it's been pretty pale.
has the weather been we perform for the most part? It hasn't
The first one was miserable,
that
and
terrible day.
the second one I think wasn't great, but it's okay. The other two have been okay.
Yeah, it was a slow start. Weather wasn't in our favor to begin
This
with.
last Tuesday, it started out kind of foggy and it cleared up beautiful blue. And then just about 5:30, quarter six, it started coming in these real heavy dark clouds.
Well, I'm wondering if, but the coffee hour, if we just say, by the way, we still have raffle tickets and
Oh, yeah,
check it
okay.
out. I
Yeah,
mean,
or just move around the sign and some, and yeah.
and what about a, one more post on Front Porch Forum from not from you, but from some like a trustee? Would that be helpful? Maybe
We
Jane.
are.
Who's got some new
Sure, I
friends
can
that
hear,
so we're.
remind people about the raffle.
Yeah, no, I don't think Randy has been selling tickets end or fist either.
Probably not. It's like, but we're 3 weeks out from the fourth now. So, what do you
Right.
think, the week before or earlier? It seems like the town meeting, 4th of July, when there's a lot of
Yeah.
people around, tends to be the big moving days. The
Or the
farmers
town
market used
meeting
to.
green up day in this. The farmers market has been better other years, but I don't think it's any particular fault of ours. I think that the farmers market is just kind of slow and sparse this year.
Yeah.
For another front porch forum post, I don't know if it makes a difference to do it right now or wait till we're a little bit closer. I don't know.
I mean, from a marketing perspective, probably once a week, but
Keep it visible.
would it make a difference? I don't know. Would it?
Might get one more person to go. Oops.
It seems like everybody's doing
Okay.
it.
Well, maybe Jen and I can coordinate at least between the two of us.
We write something really dandy.
Well, that's you. That's your style. I'm dry as cardboard.
Yeah,
What?
reserved and restrained.
Preserved and restrained. All right. Well,
Flamboyant, Jane.
maybe Jane and I could take care of something this week and next week, and then maybe right before 4th of July,
Yeah.
we could include it with an announcement
Oh, the
about the
book
book.
sale, too. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, that seems really great. And do you want to talk about the library director's report, unless anyone has anything else?
No, I can talk about the report and I'll follow up with Jane's note about the Killington conference, the VLA conference. It'll be really short and sweet because I wasn't there.
That must be ready to talk about.
By the time I registered, the registration had closed. They had capacity.
I thought you were both there together.
We were going to be.
We had planned to, and it wasn't. No, they said they had an overwhelming response to registration this year, more than they had ever expected, and they were caught off guard with capacity.
Where did it take place?
Grand Hotel or
Oh,
something.
hotel
Is
and
that right? Yeah.
hotel.
I wonder if that had to do with the National Institute of Libraries and
I'm sure it did. There
Yeah.
was a lot.
Yeah.
So by the time I registered, not thinking that I had any real pressure to,
So you went there.
so I
I
didn't,
did. I should have written down everything that might have crossed my mind the day after, somewhere off there in the fog now, but yeah. Which is.
Remember what sessions you attended?
Yeah, I could come up with them by and by, but let's see. At the moment, I can't. That's okay. I will report on this later.
We can find a
See.
poem about it.
Oh. Yeah, I was one I attended that I was interested in was the security stuff, and there was the library about halfway between, I think, Swanton and Burlington, and they were having problems with homeless people parking in their lot and so forth. And how do you deal with this? And as with all these problems, prepare to deal with it before it happens to you, so that when it happens, it has the network and everything arranged. And they've had several levels of homeless people, and some of them were obliging and unobtrusive, and some of them appeared to be all zonked out of their car, out of their heads, sleeping in the car there and throwing litter on the grounds. Okay, have sort of got networks of people, and they have put their policies in place for how to do what with what.
Was it mostly library staff, or was there a good showing of trustees also?
Was a pretty good sprinkling of trustees. Library staff. I remember the keynote speaker and he spoke about, but she was interesting. Yeah, she was the one who went. Was trying to go to all the libraries in Vermont as part of a project for her sabbatical year. And
To
she,
A sabbatical year in college.
She teaches somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a sabbatical, and he was going around, and among other things in her report was a little short video of clips of the various libraries that she'd been to, and ours was on there. A picture of ours out front.
She's the one
They're
knitting with
going
the
by
chicken.
zip, zip, zip.
She was one with the chicken, right?
Yeah, and she was the one who noted that, among other things, there's a great deal of taxidermy in Vermont libraries. And she had a whole bunch of these things. They all have a stuffed something or other on the wall somewhere.
Do you have one? Do we have it?
We need one. We need one. We definitely need one.
Randy has an abundance.
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask if we can open up
Borrow one.
Well, what would be an appropriate mascot for a library?
For our
I don't
building?
know. I have a couple of skulls I could donate, a porcupine skull and a multiple porcupine skulls and a bear
Well, if we
skull.
hear that she's coming back, we'll quick get those up on the wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They put something
Okay. Is there like a recording or a sort of summary notes or something from that?
I don't know if there is. I don't think so. If you poke around online, you might be able to find something. Somebody surely must have recorded some of it. But
Yeah, they usually send stuff out like to the registry or the registrars would. Like you'd have like a link or something to access, but I've not seen anything come out of notes or slides from presentations.
Did you get the impression it was packed with people?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
It's the room I'm very familiar with from having all the war game tables set up with
Oh,
people
right.
gaming away, but it
Great.
was still full of librarians and things.
Very well. All
Yep.
right.
To kind of lead off from Carl's report, yeah, the last month was definitely wrapping up the fiscal year. So going through the list of the supplies we had on order, how much money we had to put into the collection, just running through what we were sitting with for available funds, and then making sure they were spent. So that was definitely a big focus for the majority of May, and it seems like we wrapped up in a pretty good place. We were able to, yeah, the supplies that we had still needed, and we were able to get into the library or on order. And then, yeah, put some more money into the collection. And yeah, so I think all in all, there was no surprises. There wasn't anything we were feeling, really feeling pinched on that we ran out of money here, but we needed more of this or that. So no, I think the fiscal year, all in all, unfolded well. There is, let's see, a couple notes on some programs. So after I started talking with Ted in the maybe early winter, late fall, about a history of Windridge program. He's still not in Vermont.
Okay.
He's gonna essentially show up like right before camp starts. And he just thought he was just gonna be too busy. And I mean, it seemed like he was gonna be here earlier and maybe we'll do something before things got busy at camp. But it sounds like before he goes back to Florida in the fall, we're gonna try to put something together. So that's been like a really long, drawn out process of program planning on that front. We do have another coffee hour on the 21st. That following, well, that afternoon, Casey Catherine will be here giving a presentation on, it's not necessarily entirely focused on local geology, but the Vermont geology program. And we'll have the Roxbury Garden tour the following weekend, and then we'll be into July and book sale fun. You have a question, Jane?
Oh, garden tour. Are there a lot of people?
There's five this year.
That's we see more.
Six if we count the community park or the village park. Right. Yeah, the village park. And so it's,
It's the Windridge. That should be interesting, actually.
I think so too, because even when I've talked to him a couple of weeks ago when he and I spoke, like, oh, I don't know if people will be interested or not, and like history this, and he was talking all kinds of things I didn't know about the camp and
Yeah, I would love to. Didn't, yeah.
know.
Didn't Dennis collect a whole lot of photographs of it? Dennis Gibbs? Of
I feel
Windridge
like
in the 1930s?
I think Dennis has a lot of pictures of Roxbury.
Yeah.
years gone by. But it wasn't Windridge then. That was when it was a girls' camp, right? Or was Windridge the girls' camp?
It
Teal
was a
and
girl's camp.
then Teal.
Teal Wookit. Teal Wookit arriving camp.
Because Windridge is the current iteration
Right.
of the multi-sport.
And then
Anyway.
in between it was Windridge at Taylor Wookit, and then it just, okay, just Windridge.
Just Windridge.
When you were a little boy,
Yeah.
did you have any connection with the camp?
Not really, you know.
Other than to travel, run across fields and stuff like
Yeah.
that.
I'll go over and look for their lost golf balls and collect them.
Okay.
Sell them back.
Yeah, I went up, used to go up and play sometimes with the chef's kids, Pat DeFlees and Sal, I forget his last name, but Pat and Sal were the main chefs up there. And they had, well, I guess Sal didn't have any kids. There were about four or five DeFlees kids. Later, when I worked there, I worked with Bob DeFlees.
Maybe Carl could give the history. Working in the kitchen.
No, I was out on grounds.
Oh, you were on ground. Okay.
On grounds.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's so what I had. Let's see, what was that? Maybe the end of April, beginning of May, I reached out to Laura at the Brookfield Public Library about hosting a joint program at the West Brookfield Meeting House. She was really keen on the idea. We don't have anything nailed down yet, but potentially July, maybe August, we'll try to do something jointly there once we get an idea on what would work for everybody. So it'll be exciting to host something in East Roxbury because I don't think there's ever really been anything happening out there. We have things are still, I want to say, I guess they are kind of dragging along following the kitchen incident. Yeah, Gillespie has still not replaced the hot water heater. It took a while to come up with some scenarios talking through how to replace what we currently had without resulting in a scenario that might make a big mess like we had before. So they offered a couple options to make sure that we wouldn't essentially continually dump water all over the kitchen again. They have the unit we've approved a plan. They just haven't been able to get the work scheduled yet. I'd spoken with the insurance company a couple of times, and they sent an adjuster who did an evaluation for repairing the floorboards that are warped.
How much,
It
Tina?
was about $3,800.
How much?
$3,800.
$3,800.
I wasn't sure where to go with it after talking with a couple contractors. There is no partial fix for that kind of flooring. It's essentially all or nothing. To replace like one plank in the middle, you have to take literally like everything out to get to it, and things wouldn't match. So I was a little bit reluctant on whether or not the repair was really necessary, if it made sense. But after speaking with the insurance company and the adjuster, and that seemed like we probably should just run with it. And so we have. I have my fingers crossed that Bill Langley is going to work out for us and take it
That
on.
was all fun and things and
It's kind of like, yeah.
that's too bad, but it's like one in the middle like
No,
that.
it's more than one. But I think the what I came around to was, and it sounds silly, but like it's not going to get better. And the warping's not like really severe, but it is still going to be enough that it'll probably wear out more. Like the edges will probably get caught and chip, and like it probably will
Right.
with time break down more. And like I said, at first it felt like it was too big of a repair for the problem that was there. But then now it's, yeah, they've approved it. We have the money able to sign the contractor and run with it. So
And obviously it makes sense to do the hot water heater
after,
or first and do the floor after
in case.
so that you know that it's not going to happen again.
Sure.
Right. Which is, of course, you have to coordinate all of that. So, well, thanks for getting that
Okay.
done.
The warpy boards are part of our charm.
We are
That's
full of
what.
charm.
And I don't think I have too much else to share. That was pretty reasonable run through.
Great. Anything else? Any other questions for Ryan?
No.
I would entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda items if no one has anything to add.
Which is a little bashful considering part of it's my stuff, but okay. I would move to accept the
I'll
consent
second it
agenda.
if you need a second.
Okay.
That's my job.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Great. Yes.
Is Jane
Thank
off,
you.
Jeannie off on Broadway somewhere? Or?
She had to get She had to get Brett to the train station. All right. Additions to the agenda. Just a quick discussion about following up with some strategic plan work. It sounds like, Ryan, you're already doing all the other things on there, reaching out to other libraries and.
It's like Caitlin and I have spent time with the report and we've talked about it. I mean, this is definitely what needs to be guiding a lot of our work.
So I guess coming up with a kind of work plan for doing financial plan for the big facilities grant among other things. So mostly I didn't want to like work on that. I just wanted to talk about how we're going to go about doing that. Because it doesn't necessarily need to happen in the meeting, but that it could be, we just to come up with a plan, either a subcommittee or somebody to work on drafting, similar to the policies, drafting something that we all then talk about once there's been a draft and make revisions and then move forward with approving. So, unless people, did you have any other ideas about how to do that work or?
Well, I would agree that I think a subcommittee or a committee itself probably makes a lot of sense. I think that it really is that second goal, the financial management planning piece, that really makes sense to have the board kind of take on and be kind of the spearheads for. So, I think it's
And you
just
mentioned to have something in mind in case
yeah, well, I
somebody
think
else wants the money,
well,
wants to direct the
like
money.
Carl said as well, with the example of the libraries from Swanton, like having things. Even if it doesn't work exactly the way you plan, still having an idea of where you're going is a good thing. And yes, and we've kicked.
And speaking just for one of the bases of this, where does the town stand with the school building now?
As far as I know, everything is with the lawyer still. Nothing is done. Nothing is. Yeah, I think everybody's kind of wondering.
Well, that makes plan
So
kind of
I
woozy on top.
they I went to the meeting on Monday and there was a lot of discussion, which the minutes will get written up at some point and be made available and be incorporated into the community visits report. But the long and short of it is everything's with the lawyers. The select board doesn't have any more information. It sounds like Turtle Island, which is the child care in the Montpelier area that's been trying to relocate and was going to relocate to a Worcester school. The Worcester school fell through, and now they're much more interested in the RVS building. And there's a meeting tonight with members of Turtle Island. Sounds like Tom Frazier and Nate Donahue, and potentially anyone else who has the time is going to meet and go through the building.
Are they pro having
What do you
it
mean?
for having it here, Tom and
I think Tom absolutely thinks that it would be a missed opportunity
oh
if
good.
they don't, but the select board is hesitant. And again, this is just my read on the conversation, so it may not be 100% accurate, but that the select board is hesitant in part because the PCB testing hasn't been done.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
And
What was the result of that one? Maybe there is no result.
there is no result.
Okay.
And Turtle Island is on a timeline where they have to be in some situation by mid-September. And the town doesn't own the building yet. And they don't want to move forward with something when they don't own the building. It's still actually owned by the select the school board. So
We
or
don't want to
the
own the
school
building
district.
until we get the PCB report.
So it's basically a whole lot of nothing at this point, and a lot of, kind of chomping at the bit on one side and hold on, we want to approach this more carefully. And so and then the question of how much to rent different rooms for and how much would be retained for community use.
Yeah, I've been thinking about
I
that.
got the feeling that the select board is more interested in having moving the town governance into that building, including the library, but that hadn't been decided, but that they're considering other buildings as possible residences in town that would be leased, which would mean this being one of them. So I think
if
now's
I buy
the time.
This, do I get the books?
If people don't want that to happen, they need to, I think, let the
sure.
and we as a board need to have that discussion. So that was all sort of the discussion. And the next meeting is next Monday in the school. And I was tagged as the facilitator for that meeting. Hopefully there will be some support for me, but if people want to come and talk about the school, that would be really great.
So is that, where's the BCRD task force?
That was the final meeting where they will facilitate for us.
No.
Oh, that is the task force.
That met on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so the next meeting, I have to look.
Oh, it's a follow-up.
It's a follow-up meeting because we want an update on, I'm sorry, not this Monday. We want an update on how the Turtle Island meeting went today. That was the outcome. So the select board is meeting on Monday, and Chris and Gettler, in as a group, we drafted three very specific questions for the select board and asked to be put on the agenda, so that they will give us a public update that will go on the record. So
what's that next Monday?
This coming Monday,
yeah.
And then the 30th is actually our next meeting. So as a task force,
wow,
Monday. So that.
So on that basis, we will make our financial plan.
I think it's important to come up with some strategy and plan for the facilities grant.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard the rumblings or the growing interest about moving the town offices and moving the town institutions. Again, that's...
You haven't heard.
I don't know if it's a rumbling so much. It was sort of a request by the select board for everyone to keep an open mind. That was how it was put to me. So, which... In the meeting, we talked about how that's not necessarily going to save the town any money, because it will mean less things can be rented in that building. And if a place like Turtle Island, which has 70 kids in the program and a waiting list of 300, potentially could occupy most of the building or something like that. So I think it's really important that people make an effort to attend those meetings and hold the select board accountable.
But Turtle Island moving, despite the fact that
they would have to enter into some type of contract, lease agreement with the owner of the building, which at this point is Montpelier.
Mm.
So the money wouldn't be coming to the town, it would be going to the
Montpelier. But before the necessary adjustments had to be made to the building, could Turtle Island move in?
I don't know. And again, they can't move in if the town doesn't, they wouldn't be entering into that agreement with the town. It would be with Montpelier.
But you could. Anyway,
kind
of off topic.
Well,
but I mean, you could transfer a lease though between entities.
And I would think.
So like if you, I mean, there's a rental building across the street. So if the building itself sold, but the new owner continued to keep it as a rental unit, the leases should be transferable, or they should be able to be
even.
Right.
And one would assume that if Turtle Island is interested in renting that building, that they're also pursuing members of the,
school district.
The school district. And so I think there was some discussion of that, and they were going to invite someone from, although now I'm not sure what the outcome was of if they were going to invite someone from the school board to come. But
I'll say again when the next meeting is
the meeting tonight is with Turtle Island and a handful of people who have time and interest. But I actually don't even know when that's happening, or
But
it might even be happening today at noon or something.
So where?
At the school.
It can't be tonight, because once Bridges hits, they're going to run. They have a big program this evening. So if there's a meeting scheduled for this evening, it's going to have a huge conflict, because
so it might be at noon today then.
Yeah. It's like, unless somebody totally missed that, but no, there's an after school program this evening starting at 6. So the kids are going to be there, and it's going to be, it's going to be a big day at the school this afternoon and evening.
And this, are you here at the library at noon today? Say, like, does anyone have time to go over there?
I don't have a 1 o'clock meeting. Then I'm probably going to have to do from home. Yeah, the library is open at 2, but I'm probably not going to be.
Are you still teaching at the?
I am, yeah.
Okay. So back to the original addition to the agenda.
Last piece of that. How much longer do we have to decide if we're buying this or not?
I think, so the letter of intents have been sent around. I think everybody is moving that direction.
Well, we advised them at town meeting, and they were talking about, we were trying to get an extension on the time for us to decide.
Because, well, that's why the lawyers, that's where the lawyers are right now, is because the town did essentially indicate to the school board or the school district that they want to buy the building back, or they want the building to be transferred back.
Okay.
But I think it's the details of the transfers where...
Is that the dollar transfer?
Yeah.
Which, and it starts with a dollar?
It's funded until July of next year.
Right.
So this, what the select board is saying in part is, well, there's no rush to return it to get it earlier if we have funding
right
through the school district for another year. And so they're a little more.
And our option to buy it does not expire.
I don't think so.
At some point.
No, I don't think so.
As long as we've said, yeah, we want it, but not yet. We're still.
Yeah,
I don't think
they can't admit. Yeah.
I don't think they can retract it.
No, I get it.
I would think it's there in the law to be some kind
the
of
loss,
time limit on it. But.
I mean, the law says that it goes back to the town first if they want it. We've expressed interest that we want it. In terms of the legal details of expirations and what counts as, I mean, my gut tells me we're fine.
Accidentally slip away from us here somewhere.
And I think right. I mean, I think that's an interesting point that you make, that if the school board is interested in helping Roxbury. And that's something that Kristen said we should push the MRPS district to get the PCB funding for the testing and get it done. Like, that seems like a really basic request, and that it costs $20,000, and that's a really, like, within their
consequential.
And so and that, if that is in the, I mean, again, could it happen within the next 2 months? And would the school district be willing to enter a lease with someone like Turtle Island and then transfer it to us at the building sale? Well, I don't know, but that's all like a timeline that I don't really know how best to think about or advise it or. Anyway, the conversation at that meeting was also talking a bit about trust and people feeling that the select board aren't being transparent, but also I don't think the select board necessarily trusts the task force group. So
who is I wasn't aware of the task force meeting. Who is the task force with
it's
school?
Whoever signed up at the VCRD community visits, sure. And I put my name on both of the two task forces, whatever I was thinking, but so I get email notifications for both. And I think if you're interested in being on the task force, you should like let Alyssa know and she'll add your name to the email list. But I think it's about 15
sure.
or 20 people. but only 10 were at the meetings, like about half the people who kind of make it. So, I mean, I can tell you who was there, but in a
Right.
way, it's probably not relevant,
But
really.
basically, it's made up of anybody who wants to join it, so.
Yeah. But it is, you know, it is sort of this, you know, quandary, I guess, is how do we, you know, I said to Nate, I was encouraging, you know, delegating, like, we're here to do work. That's what a task force does, is, you know, and you know, give us a job. And so one of the jobs that we're supposed to do, or he as a select board member said this would be great if you guys pursue this, is look at other schools in Vermont that have been repurposed into something new. Like, what are the options? How did they go about doing it? How did they find the funding? Those types of things. And so that's one of the tasks.
And who does it?
Who does what?
The particular task. Who looks up all the information?
We're going to start a Google Drive with a list of all the repurposed schools, and people are going to put in links to information about how, you know, where these places are. And then there's the possibility of taking a tour to go to these a couple different
Wow.
places in person and get a tour. So that's sort of a collective project. Everyone's going to contribute to that.
Oh,
And
okay.
Alyssa said she'd start it. So
Oh.
anyway, so that was a long-winded way of saying where we're at with the RBS, which is pretty much the same place we were, but maybe a little bit more. There's a conversation happening. So
That's good.
Made up the concept of my head.
Back to the original addition to the agenda, I would suggest that probably Carl and Ryan be, and maybe one, I don't know if one other, unless you want this to be a trustee thing, but I feel like you would have a better sense of what.
I think it would probably make sense to have at least one more trustee
Okay.
involved.
Okay.
I mean, outside of just, I mean,
Go
Carl and I
ahead.
do a lot of this anyway, but it feels like having some, because this is definitely a little bit more vision focused. The financial management planning for the strategic plan.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I remembered out of that is that you wanted more reporting, so get like one comparison over years or something, if I was thinking that would get around to.
That's a lot of work.
But
No.
it's not really that much work. It's just I have to find the time to do it and do it. But you're wanting us to come up with at least
Well, this is,
contingent plans for the
well, yeah, this is
grant.
specifically for the grant that we received, and similar to like what we did with the computer reserve fund, having a policy on how we spend that money so that it's not like, oh, we're going to build a $20,000 addition onto this building, right? Like, that could be something we do, but like, it has a
Be a water
structure.
heater shift.
It has a structure to it, you know, as opposed to, you know, oh, instead of treating things in crisis mode, which I'm very familiar with on the farm, right? Where suddenly you have this problem that you need to fix with some, you need to throw money at. We say, this is how we're going to go about investing or spending this money for a long-term goal. So it's more, like you said, a sort of vision and then deciding how we're gonna pay that out.
Implement it, right?
Or sort of designate portions of it to different projects.
Okay.
So ask Jeannie or Dottie or if they're interested. I'm good at vision, but not at the financial matter.
Judy and Dottie aren't here. She could volunteer, though.
Yeah, you don't show up here on the committee.
Right.
So,
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can work on this.
well, again, it would be working with one other trustee and Ryan.
Yeah.
So, sitting down and having
Those seems to me
that
that this
meeting.
is really going to be a very nebulous plan because we really don't know what our future is, and if it turns out what we're going to be turned out of here and put
Right.
into there, it's going to be entirely different.
Although I like the idea of having a plan because that can forestall other people's ideas about what should be
Right.
done.
Nothing. There's
Okay.
nothing, I suppose, that says we can't come back and revise that plan later if we
Right. Just
want
have
to
it
do
out
something
there
else
as a
with it. Yeah.
vision.
Okay.
I mean, think how many times in the last year we've talked about like potential grant this or potential grant that. And like rather than deciding, well, maybe we should write for this one, or maybe we should write for that one, if we knew we were trying to accomplish something and
Yeah.
we needed X amount of dollars to help accomplish it, then we would know specifically, like, yes, this would be a good grant to do that. We could use this money here.
Yeah.
It's to kind of really, yes, having a financial vision would be good rather than just continuing to bake sale this, book sale that. Where does the, what are we doing all the fundraising for?
So, do you guys want to choose a trustee, or are we going to volunteer someone? Or Jane? Well, volunteer Jane.
I'm okay for vision. I don't know about financial
That's why, like I said, you're
planning.
not doing it by yourself, so.
So,
well,
unless
I think.
somebody wants to do it to be it more,
Well,
like
I could certainly be a backup.
yearning to be it.
I don't, or we could volunteer.
I'll volunteer and see what I can do. If I can't contribute anything, we'll find somebody else. Or if you want to ask Tina or Daddy.
Can always change. I mean, you don't, like I
So,
said, I.
why don't you start, Jane, with the,
Okay, I kind
because
of had
you.
a vision of a, like a veranda in front. And
Well, okay. So maybe we'll, when you guys meet, you guys can talk about those
okay.
ideas.
What
Does that make sense to
are
people?
the open meeting rules for committees or
If
subcommittees?
you're not a quorum,
That's a good question.
Okay. So only two of the committee should meet together at one time.
Ryan's not, are you technically not a voting
No,
member?
I'm not involved in the
So,
quorum, but
that's
though
good. Okay, yeah. That's fine then.
it's
Two
only two
trustees and a
people, really.
director, that's.
Okay.
The committees get worn, though.
Vision.
Subcommittees do not.
Coffee shop? How about a coffee shop?
Subcommittees do not, because the select board can meet, two people can meet, but three cannot without warning.
For
Yeah.
designated business.
So same thing with us since
Yeah.
we're five also. So yeah. So
I mean, that's how
the
boards
three of
get
us
things
can
done
meet
outside
without
of
warning.
meetings.
And
But we could double check on it. But I'm pretty sure subcommittees can, non-quorum subcommittees can work without warnings.
the thing is, all the committee can do is report to the
Right.
board. It
And
can't take
advise.
action.
Right.
So anything that
We
they
can't
decide.
adopt anything, or
Right. Yeah.
it can revise, it can draft, but not.
Yeah, that's probably right. There shouldn't necessarily be any problem with that, I would think. Yeah.
And that also assumes a continuing life for this building, and as this building to be as a library.
Yeah.
That really what we're doing is putting our eggs in that
Well, I think we
particular
all agreed
basket.
last time that we, the board, pretty much prefer strongly to
Remain. Yeah.
remain here.
That seems to have been
Yeah.
the vision of the town as well, for the
Right.
people who have expressed interest in.
Yeah.
In the library.
I feel really strongly
For
that
all the
we
people
have
who
to have it
contribute to
here.
us because we're so cute.
This is actually, I should have added this in, but I want to make sure that people on the trustees have completed the ethics training that's required by state law by July 1st.
What are the train? What's the training?
It's an online training, and I can help you do it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I can help set
that.
you up, and then you have to do it.
Good.
Oh, well, okay.
Set me up at the same time. Then,
what is
2 days
the...
ago, I found my telephone.
Okay.
And
That's helpful.
yes, and apparently that telephone can talk to my computer over Wi-Fi.
A cell phone.
Yeah. Is that the case?
I mean, if you're.
I have my phone and my computer connected, so I can actually make calls from my computer.
I mean, the problem with me was I think I have to be able to do something with text for this.
Oh, you might get a text
Yeah, there
to
was something
verify your
I could
identity or
not do
something.
it yet
Okay. Oh
because
my
I
God.
got somewhere in here and it's stuck because I didn't have a telephone
What kind of
or
questions do
I
you
don't
have?
the questions aren't bad. It's just the process of how you log into it or
Yeah,
connect to it or
sure. Yeah,
whatever. And it turns
was
out
bad at that.
I
So
couldn't unless I had the telephone. So.
I'm wondering if actually,
Yeah.
and you've done it.
I'm not yet. Caitlin has. I need to do mine still.
Okay,
You do it
because
through the phone?
I've done it. No, you do it on the computer. Okay.
Yeah. But I
So
think text, is involved or something is involved that I couldn't do it as I was.
right. So I'm wondering if when you do it, if Carl could
I can send him the link again and.
and
Well, I
click
think I
right
have
here.
all the link and everything. It's just that
Yeah.
it's there,
The
my
authentication.
library stuff. If it isn't, I'll tell you, but.
And I also have, because Tammy is keeping track of who, what elected town officials and appointed town officials have done it, have completed it. And I don't know if she's reporting that to anyone or is required to report that, but where it asks for a secondary person to send your results to or confirmation to, you should put in Tammy's email.
Okay, yeah. Well, I
Is
think
it?
that's in the instructions or
It's at the
in.
very, yeah, I think it's in the beginning when you put in all your emails.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I did it back in January. I
Do you
didn't know
think?
it even needed to be done. I sent out a couple emails about it
Does
to
it
the
have.
trustees. So I will take
Help
the
me.
I will help you.
Does it have to be off your own computer or phone or just somehow got into them from somewhere?
It's where I think you could do it on a library computer.
Okay,
So, like, if
yeah.
you and Ryan sat down,
Well, in
you could
case it
share the
turns out I
computer.
can't work out the thing by myself, I'll come down here.
Yeah, I think
But,
that might make sense.
what if you weren't really ethical and lied about it?
I'm sure somebody in the state has thought of what to do about this.
That's the problem, right?
It's like a 45-minute process.
Really?
Yeah, you got to watch an instructional video. I'll send you the info
Oh,
again.
well, you know me,
But
and I know I'm answering. So
I will say that I think it's really important that everybody does it before July 1st
July
because
4th.
yes.
That's the deadline. I thought it was September something. No, I think it is July 1st.
1st.
Oh my God, I've got to hurry up.
When did that change?
Everything's changing all the
Everything's changing all the
time.
time. So
Well,
what I think you're remembering is if you were newly elected in March, you
yeah.
have until September. If you've been elected
God, I
in the
have no
past or
idea.
a current standing member, you had to do it by July. I think it's like a certain, it's like 6 months or something, or you have a time period from
Yeah,
when
that's
you got
all I read
elected.
through for the instructions, and it was in my mind ahead till September, but okay.
Nope. I think
All right,
given the state of
we'll get
things,
on it.
I would strongly encourage you to do it just to check that box.
Okay.
And if people don't do it, what are the consequences? Yes.
Danbury.
You would be in violation of state law.
And okay, you don't have to go on.
I can see three cruisers going up Sullivan.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's anything else? So I guess if the three of you could make a plan to meet and start that process of, drafting some form of policy. And then again, I'm willing to jump in, or any, we could ask Jeannie or Dottie to be an alternate as needed.
Stuff that many metathesis. Half of Lohengrin was sung. Meeting adjourned.
Okay, moving right along. No audience.
Nobody's here.
Okay, so the strategic plan was the old business, and then new business, prepare for July 4th book and bake sale. I will be here, and I'm happy to set out books or work the sale.
Is there a 4th of July barbecue and parade? Are there?
Nobody seems to know for
Nobody
certain.
knows.
Waiting for a PCB test. The last I heard was Tracy was going to be in charge of organizing again, but I've not
But you
seen or
haven't
heard
heard
or
about
anything.
barbecue people.
No, I've not heard anything confirmed. I do know we have the community hall reserved the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. So that's crossed off, and we're
The
thinking.
we
Barbecue
better find
things
out.
independent of the parade anyway, right?
Well, it's one of the things that bring
Yeah,
people
I'm
to
pretty sure the
town.
fire department will
I
want to
mean,
do
we
it.
wouldn't have a bake sale if there were nobody to eat the baked
Yeah.
good.
Do
So
you think it makes sense to
makes sense to call someone and see who would be in charge. Tim Martin or
Well, if we call Tim and ask, is the barbecue happening, and can we run the bake sale out of the
I can
firehouse?
call him, right?
Okay, I'll
Because
write
the
that
bake
down.
sale, does it make sense without the barbecue?
I'm going to put Jane will call Tim and ask
I mean, I've had no contact
about.
with him for a long time.
Well, this would be a good way to reestablish.
That's the bake sale or book selling
Book
anyway.
sale is on.
Book
Okay.
sale is on. Should the bake sale be on if there's no barbecue? What I usually do is add call people a little over a week before and then remind them again. And it involves calling up about 20 people.
And do you have a list? Because it might make sense to have a list.
I have a list that you sent me every year, and maybe
And then
you
check
have
it off.
the latest.
I look at it, it's about 25 people.
Right.
I don't have any notes on updates in the last couple of years.
I think it's
There were a
fine.
couple of names
There were a
that.
couple of updates.
Okay.
And I think I have even a copy of last year's somewhere.
Probably.
And I can also ask the roots steering committee
Okay.
if they, because there's someone whose name is also Ryan who's been doing baked goods for Roots,
Oh, okay.
and if he would be interested in
Right, and I
hiring
thought
someone
of, you know,
else.
when I call, which is usually means I leave messages, I would ask people to ask other people to bring stuff, and we usually have more than enough.
Okay.
So.
So once you talk to Tim and find out, then we'll know. Right.
Yeah, I'll call him Dave.
Okay. And if he's not going to do the barbecue, do we still want to do the bake sale?
I don't know. Do
And
we?
where would we do it?
It's tricky because it seems like people would buy snacks regardless of whether or not there was other food,
Do
but
we have room in the library to do it?
We could have
I
it
mean, in the community hall to do it.
probably not with the book sale.
Not.
It would have to be outside, probably.
Or is it
And if
possible to
it's
have
raining.
this building be open and staff with bake sale items?
Do we think if we come down and buy?
Be kind of crummy. Yeah,
I mean, there's
that's
going to be the rummage sale.
rummage sale, true. Yep.
Is there a rummage sale?
I think so.
Claire said she was getting stuff ready.
Two things. Okay.
Stuff to get me.
And one day
Maybe
there
I'll
was a
stop
box
by
of stuff
again.
left outside, and the next day there was a sign saying
There
no
was stuff.
contributions without prearrangement or something like that. So.
Wow, I hate to doubt the fact that they.
Okay. Well, maybe we can talk more about that if
We could
the
probably wait in the
barbecue's
bake
not
sale.
okay.
What do we want to do for times for the book sale?
10 to 3 was a good time.
And it seems like that's fairly standard for what we do. It definitely seems like an 11-2 window is definitely a busier stretch, but
so what did you say? 10-3? 10-3.
And the 4th is a Friday, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so Thursday would be set up. And books are downstairs, so that should be fairly quick. And then Saturday would be takedown.
Yeah, I've had some folks asking about donations. I don't think there's any showing up yet that people have been asking about when we're taking donations and what we're taking.
Absolutely.
There'll be more new ones showing up.
Nine. Well,
again, I can be available Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, do we have a lineup for someone to take books again?
I haven't set anything up yet now.
Okay.
We take books,
discards, unless they're yeah.
The one or two that are
Well,
left
yeah.
over.
Under
Just me
contact,
again
but
if we
we don't
don't
have.
What did we have last time? There was a special Casella thing or something.
like they're called fiction.
There's a woman from Rutland who has come and taken a lot.
Okay.
We believe the recycling, we've either ended up going up to St. Albans
Yeah,
or
which I can do again if need be.
something.
We just get the coal set aside somewhere and I'll at some point and get them there.
Anything else? Oh, there it is. Review draft RFL building use policy. That's a nice thing. Okay. Here it is.
Oh, yeah, I just think it's in this
Yeah, one more.
lot of this paper.
I think I gave you one.
That's okay. Nope, that's not it. Thank you.
Okay, so this is modeled off
This is
the
verbatim, the Warren.
Warren. So that they're not initiated.
Yep. Well, I guess that's not entirely true because the purpose statement I put in there quickly just to give us the context, but yeah.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay, so this was brand new, or
right. We don't currently have anything on the books regarding building use.
So, interestingly, the town has a building use policy that includes the library.
With this
Just
language,
wanted to say that.
you know the language that they use.
It's now posted on the website, so you can read it, but it does mention alcoholic beverages not being served.
Should we put that in this?
I don't necessarily think we need to.
Leave the beer at home.
I do think that again, there's that sort of lack of clarity of who's in charge of the building use. So I think having a
Because that mostly revolves around the insurance, right? It's
policy
the.
doesn't really, it does mention insurance, but it's mostly like what the spaces can be used for. And it does say nonprofit, open to the public, and free. So I mean, it's not that different, but it does say things can be rented, but it doesn't, it just says this a policy applies to, and it lists the buildings. And then, you know, it would seem if someone wants to rent something for a private event, they're going to rent the firehouse or the community hall. But
Would groups just assume no alcohol?
Well, should we maybe put in a number three note in case somebody looks at this and doesn't bother to look at the town policy saying that this thing is also subject to the town policy on use of buildings?
Something like that. Yeah.
Or something. And,
Yep.
as you say, it's if we're prohibited by them from having alcohol here, we can't have it anyway. But I mean, if it's
Okay,
in here, then everybody can see it all.
so I've talked about this, I've shared this before. There's actually a Vermont state law that specifically allows libraries and museums to host events with alcohol, assuming that there's a licensed server
Really?
providing, right, serving the alcohol.
Need a licensed server. That's the difference.
Right,
Can't be a
no.
party with a keg.
Whoever you wanted to.
Qualify as licensed servers.
You had to take a class.
You do?
You get like a card, like an ID card that.
I didn't know that.
You need to be able to recognize the signs of inebriation.
Oh.
How to keep track of this, how to keep track, yeah.
Yeah. Only
So
one
you.
glass per person. You're thinking
Well, so you don't
one to
over,
us.
so you don't overserve someone.
Once to 1 to 12 glass per person.
Like I said, we've never actually had an event where we did that,
But the
but it
other
is.
thing is,
Wow.
that's permissive, yes, but I would think, especially since the town owns the building, they can probably override that.
State law.
Yeah, they kind of bred state law.
Well, I think that state law is permissive law. It's not the other kind.
Or...
Mandatory law. It allows you to do something. And I think under some circumstances, probably other things can counteract that.
prohibit.
And I would suspect, especially since the town does own this building, that they can have a. And okay, the library is permitted by state law to have an alcoholic event, but maybe they have to hold it on the lawn instead, but or well, the
It's,
town owns the lawn.
and pretty much any time you've ever brought this up, it's essentially to highlight this point that it's fuzzy and it's kind of gray, and we don't really know.
That's so
We've never,
interesting.
there hasn't been a reason, I don't want to say push it, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, what kind of trumps what there in that scenario?
So I'm wondering if number three says, you know, use of the building would be in accordance with all state laws regarding library use.
There are several, when I looked at other policies, there were several that indicate that whatever occurs in the meetings will follow, will be abiding by all laws. So not just the library policies, but if you have a meeting, you can't come in here and cook meth. Even if you're a nonprofit, the Meth Lovers of Roxbury or whatever, you can't come and cook meth because that's an illegal activity for.
But that's
That's
what MLA is.
like a very logical number three to add that, you know, something
No,
along
that
those lines, and then
also subject to any valid restrictions by the town or something.
no pot
Yeah.
either,
even though it's legal now.
No.
Because I know I forgot about the town policy because it hadn't really related to us in a long time. And I just remember because they didn't have one and then it was passed because the insurance company had said having people use the buildings without insurance was a liability that the town was going to be potentially on the hook for. So that's why they had the form. That's why they required some type of proof of insurance. And they were like, I said, I just haven't paid attention to it in a while. I didn't even really think about it being involved in this conversation. So that was. A good thing you thought about that.
So what do people think? Add number three that says in accordance
I think that
something along.
makes a lot of
I'm not very
sense.
good with the legal use of it.
Right? Gives it more of an anchor.
But everything else seems fine.
I don't want to distract their thinking on this point, but something similar. There are quite a few other libraries that have a disclaimer that if X group, again, random nonprofit, the Roxbury Meth Lovers meets, that any group that meets here out that's not a library program or library sponsored event does not express the views of the library board, library staff, etc. It's kind of plain Jane. We see that disclaimer all the time, but just because somebody uses a building doesn't mean that the
It's
library
endorsed.
is endorsing.
Right.
Right.
So I think that makes sense as well.
So number three would be town policy connection.
Town and state law.
Yeah.
And number four would be the disclaimer. I think those make sense to add. Frequency annually. I don't frequency any. Does it need to be annually decided year by year?
Published number of words.
Disclaimer of endorsement of any particular activity or view. And then out of the library by 11 p.m. Are there any restrictions on people reserving the library during open hours?
So that's where this is like the dichotomy of bigger versus smaller libraries. So the scheduling of the library space is at the discretion of the library director. So we normally wouldn't schedule something, an
That's
outside
fine.
meeting when we are open because we can't provide
Private,
essentially a confined
yeah,
space.
right.
Like I said, the 11 p.m., I'm not sure what the rationale was there, but I mean, whatever. If for some reason it made sense for a group to meet after, right?
Usually groups, well, we wouldn't want to meet too late.
It does seem unlikely that you'd have a lot of events that would be
Last that
running at that
long.
point in time, but
10 p.m.
I don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, I was just like, wow, happening stuff late nights at the library, right?
Let's see,
And I
game day
think
runs till 9 and sometimes a little after. But
my
okay.
guess is
Yeah.
What time does it
it,
begin?
five.
It probably ties back to staffing. And so if
Wow.
you had to have a staff person in the building to open the building, clean the building up, whatever afterwards, and if there was like an employee contract or something that said we will not work outside of these hours, or I think that's probably where like that specific hour came from was, the town security officer doesn't work these hours, so it has to be done before that, which we don't have.
I would put 10 p.m. if we're going to change it. 11 seems pretty late, really.
Yeah, I'm fine with 10. I don't.
Why are you winking your eyebrows?
I guess term. We can make sure we're done with a chance.
Oh,
Oh,
it's the gamers.
Carl's night. Yeah,
Gamers
Carl's
are
night
going to
out.
midnight. They're going to rebel.
The parents would probably rebel if we try to run beyond 10.
Unless otherwise arranged, I mean, we could add that unless, in case I'm just thinking of
Sure.
like,
A teddy bear sleepover or something,
yeah,
or.
exactly, like some kind of kid event or like, I mean, weren't there
Sleepover
like Harry Potter release parties
in the
back
library.
in
Right.
the day or something like
Midnight.
that? Yeah, like,
Right. 1 a.m.
I think 10, unless otherwise. I don't know. What do people think?
Sleepover
That's fun. I think the kind of the escape clause there
would
is.
just take after removing trash and strike the rest of that sentence and add and prearranging schedule.
But I think, I don't know. I mean, I think saying 10 p.m. is reasonable unless otherwise arranged. And then you could say,
Yeah,
hey,
I
we're
do
gonna do
too.
a marathon game night and we have the library till midnight, and Ryan is at the discretion. He could say, yeah, sure.
You might want to
And
have one all night long.
But I think
but
having that guideline so no one's like, yeah, I want the library from 10 to midnight for my.
but on Carl's point though, what if my program wanted to start at 2 in the morning?
Should.
If I finish by 10, Would that be okay?
The next day,
If I started at 2 in the morning and then I finished by 10 p.m., that's the same day, it's the same 24-hour period. I would be.
the discretion of the library director. I don't know, I guess so.
If we cannot plug all the holes for all the rules lawyers that may come along.
So I think one of the things in the town policy, I think they have the hours between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. I think, unless I'm not remembering it, but they have a definitive block of time that midnight,
Used.
2 a.m.
Wasn't possible.
was not an option. So, I mean, if you want to still just be the
Well, case
arbiter.
11 is no good anyway, so we need to.
So if you just want to strike all that and just be the arbiter, but then, that's more on you. And I think having a kind of a bracketed, reasonable time frame is not a bad plan.
It's probably not. And as much as we're talking about this, I think the likelihood of really having
Sure.
And
the
the
you're not
request
exactly
comes up
clambering
is
down the
right.
doors.
Well, if you think the town has a policy for 10, then why don't we move that to 10 anyway?
Yeah, I mean,
Because if we were just saying that, okay, this is subject to the town's policies, and there's this 10.
I mean, we should just double check. And like I said, there's actually quite a bit now on the town website that I hadn't seen before, including I was unaware that the town has its own conflict of interest and ethics policy. So that was also interesting to read. So,
Do we have a new webmaster? Or do we have a webmaster at
it's the
all?
same webmaster that replaced Gina.
Tatiana.
Yeah.
So it's still Jeff. Somebody told me on Tuesday that there was a posting that the town was hiring for a webmaster.
Okay. So,
I secondhand news, I didn't see,
it would
but I
explain why there's a lot of things going up and not going up.
was just curiosity,
Yeah,
so.
I don't. Yeah, I've been a little bit out of that loop until recently. So, yeah. So, I mean, that would. I kind of feel that it would be good to bracket.
I'm glad you brought the town policy up because that wasn't on my radars. It should have been.
Well, anything else?
A couple of the things that I saw that did show up commonly on other libraries' policies was so they wouldn't, like, they would specifically declare, kind of like we do here, that, we're not going to do the outreach, we're not doing any promotion. Like, it's, we'll schedule it for you, use the space, but if you want other people to come, you take care of that.
Right.
But the schedule would show up on the library's website calendar. So not like a posting or anything, but like on the calendar, it would show up as the meeting space was being used. And on those postings, several libraries would indicate that whoever was organizing the event, their contact information would be available there. So it's not really like open meeting law, but if somebody was super excited to find out who the Roxbury meth cookers are, there would be some type of contact information to reach out to. So that was one thing that had shown up.
Which the Roxbury meth cookers wouldn't, because it would be.
Sure.
I just wanted to make sure that that was clear in case anyone
Feminist down
thinks that
the
it exists in town, number one, and number two, that they use the library. So just wanna.
We get more interest. More
Well,
people.
I don't know.
Would take some kind of interest, one way or the
Maybe
other, in
kind
it.
of interest we're looking for.
And then the two other observations or questions I had was, so in the first point, application for the use of the space should be made to the library director. We currently don't have an application for somebody to use the space. People just make requests and we honor it.
But couldn't that really be the definition of application?
A request or
A request.
So you're saying that I'm misreading application, or you think
I
that
think if you want to apply for the use of a space, make it to the library director. So you don't have to do it in writing.
currently you don't know.
Ask the guy.
Well, that's why I brought this up, is because if we are going to, I interpreted the application as a physical piece of paper, anyway, a form
Oh,
that needed to be
do you
completed.
think you
But
need a form for that, Ed?
I don't
For
think so.
record keeping of some kind?
I don't
Yeah,
think
that's
so,
what I
but
was thinking. Yeah, either that or digital record might be nice to look back
to
sometime
have it.
and see.
Doing all this getting control of ourselves and everything, be able to look back and see who used what when. And
Have the contact info or something.
I
Either.
mean, it would be really this, even if it's a paper form or a digital form, it would just be a half page that has name,
Yeah,
contact
super
info,
simple.
purpose,
Yeah, which should be really simple.
group and purpose, and time requested, and then, is that an
Approved,
additional?
disapproved. Of course, if it's the Ku Klux Klan
P.S. You
applying.
cannot bring more than 49 people inside, etc.
Right, or what if it's a group you don't politically approve of or is
Well, that's
well, I
named
would
of
say,
the.
I mean, that's actually an important.
So we're meeting for local civic educational or cultural groups is what's listed here. And this is one of the things that I didn't think was worth talking about here, the this question of who is or isn't. I'm not so much worried about the Ku Klux Klan as I am more individuals wanting to use the space. And like I said, it's again that kind of where it comes back to us just having one room versus those designated rooms where somebody could just go in and study, or they could go in and make a telehealth phone call or something. But no, I think but yeah, some libraries would indicate like community groups and individuals who are using it for non-commercial or nonprofit use. You can't use the space like if you're going to charge a fee, if you're going to sell goods at the event, that wouldn't be approved.
Right, which I think nonprofit. Would you say not for profit?
Are you thinking about that first sentence in number one?
Saying later, all meetings or programs must be free.
It's not for profit now. Well,
Well, instead of
nonprofit.
nonprofit, no charge, because I mean, you can have something that is requiring a donation just to offset our costs, but we're not making a profit. We would.
If we do go back to that first sentence, are you said other libraries include individuals? Are we allowing an individual to rent the library? Not rent,
The rent.
use the library. And that's a question I'm
People
asking.
meetings of local civic, what defines it as groups or describes it as groups at the beginning. People meeting of groups.
It's like, what if you were a math tutor and you wanted to reserve the space and an uninterrupted time
That would be
to,
educational.
but
But you're getting paid.
you're not a group though.
Right? You're getting paid,
Right? This
probably.
specifies use.
Can we replace groups with purposes?
Like I said, I'm not like really advocating like one way or the other. I just this is where I feel like, and when the questions have come up and I've talked to the board about it, it feels like this is the one. Like, are we catering to an individual, or are we providing a service to kind of the broader community, even if it's just one or two people? That's right. Because like I said, if we were bigger and you did have that private room, you could cater to individuals and it would be 100%, expected.
You think it's necessary to have a statement about individuals or not?
I'm interested in the purposes, and as long as it's not conflicting with standard library use, yes, go ahead and
I
let
think purposes is
individuals.
good.
I feel like I think I would ask the board for some clarity on this because this is kind of where I get confused on whether or not we should approve or should not approve, or this is a an okay meeting or it's not an okay meeting.
I'm going to actually pull up the town policy because I was thinking the first line.
How policy mentioned the math bookers.
Just the library is available for occasional meetings of local groups for civic, education, or cultural purposes. How does that read? Because then it's clear it's groups.
It's in line with our mission.
It's in line with our mission, and it uses the word purposes instead of groups at the end, right?
I think
Those are the
that
three
makes sense.
purposes.
Right, so even if you're not a designated 501(c) nonprofit,
You
you're
can.
still a homeschool literacy group or something.
Right. And then I would suggest putting all meetings, the last two sentences, all meetings must be free, nonprofit, and open to the public. Scheduling the library space is at the discretion of the library director, and ending with application for the use of the space. That's just an editing thing. But that to me puts the purposes of using the space first, how to get there, and then the final requirement of any group using the library responsible cleaning up.
The third sentence begins any group, though. Any group
Any group using the library.
or any group or individual.
Where we were
I
keeping
we're
groups.
keeping group.
We're keeping group. Okay. Yeah.
Can
You want to use
we,
our library? Make yourself a group.
yep, the open to the public. So what does that look like?
Open to the public. You're
That
right.
So,
it's going on the calendar. It means someone who sees that and says, oh, there's a homeschooling literacy group. I'm going to take my kid, even if they've never been part of that group, and come and do that.
is that the same with the Roxbury Democratic Party?
I would think so.
How about the Nazi Party?
Well, and this is an interesting question, is it any group
No, I'm in
altogether?
favor of any group, period. We're not endorsing any of these people, no matter who they are.
Scheduling of the lot, so you have to keep that openness no matter
Yeah.
what. And
I guess
at
that's
the
the.
discretion of the library director, that's what you're asking, really.
So I guess the criteria then for approval would be, so if the Nazi Party is not willing to let essentially blood-sworn members attend the meeting, then
Right, if they're not
they wouldn't
going
be
to
allowed to
have it open.
host it. Right. If they were willing to let anybody who walks in off the street attend the meeting, then they would be. Is that
Boy, that just makes my skin crawl, though. But that's, yeah.
Lucas trying
Well, I think
to
that runs the question
get
of, are we open to hate groups?
And how do you
What and how
define a
do you
hate
define
group?
a hate group?
Like, I hate chocolate chip cookies.
I like the same policy as our books. There, you don't like it,
Right,
you don't
only.
go. Yeah. You don't like the book, you don't take it out. You don't like this meeting, don't go to it.
Okay.
Okay, so that helps knowing then that essentially, like, if the group is would be unwilling to, it's like the same with the homeschool group. If the homeschool group wasn't willing to let somebody walk in off the street, then they wouldn't be permitted to host their event, right?
Yeah, and I think that disclaimer, which I have here is number four that we haven't added yet, I think is important.
Right, we're not endorsing anybody who uses a space for their event.
Right, we are not endorsing opinions or activities, or be I have short views of groups that use the space. Yeah, I think that's
This is
good.
so helpful.
Do we ha want to have any kind of advance notice guidelines.
It has to be scheduled so far in advance.
Or, 24 hours in advance or and not in conflict with other programs, or obviously that part is
that would be up to the library that the
right.
director would.
But I think that's also something to consider,
Give the director time to decide if there's an issue or something like that.
I mean, for whatever reason, just that,
Right,
Yeah,
because we
back.
would, again, if we were to follow this, we'd have to get it to our website. We had to make sure the space was ready. So, I mean, there is a little bit of a time burden. It's not just saying, like, yes, because normally what we do is if a staff person wasn't here, we would set somebody up with a one-time code at the door and have the code set up, et cetera. So, I mean, it does take, yes, some advance notice wouldn't be a bad
How much time do you think? 48 hours?
48 hours seems reasonable.
I think
I
we
mean,
should put that in there.
who's planning?
How do you word it?
Well, I was thinking of the Democratic Committee
It's
who
like the
calls
day
at the last
before.
minute and says, can we use the building? And it's like, I'd be a little annoyed at that. So I think 48 hours is a good plan. And I think that's perfectly reasonable. And then to be able to say, I'm sorry, but I don't have time to set this up for you.
Yep.
It doesn't fall within our guidelines then.
Are we saying, though, that we are advertising this, or are we leaving them all responsible for their own advertising?
I think that says publicity and exhibits can be displayed in the library as on the website, is what Ryan was saying. But that all publicity.
Is
So
their
if you,
responsibility to arrange, and we don't have to
yeah,
publicize
we're
it.
not.
Right. So if you have a really fancy big flyer for the whatever game night extravaganza, we could put it in the library, but you couldn't just walk in and put it all around the building as your advertisement. You would need to get permission first.
Can we add then? I think that's an important clarification on number two, publicity and exhibits by organizations such as those described are the responsibility of the organization and may be displayed in the library with the permission of the library director. So that it's really
Yeah,
clear that it's
responsibility of.
your job to do the publicity. And if you ask, we'll hang your poster on the bulletin board.
Yeah, whatever. That's good.
It's not up to us to bring the people in for you.
So, publicity and exhibits by organizations such as those described above are the responsibility of and may be displayed.
Of the organization,
Responsibility of.
of the organizer, like that. And
I mean, we've used, I mean, should we use groups instead of organizations?
yeah. Okay. I think we're getting there.
The only other theme that I had on my radar was kind of the emergency, emergency service offerings. And we don't have anything. We've never formally declared that, we're not an official town emergency Red Cross shelter. Like, people don't, if we're not listed anywhere as that.
Yeah.
The board's always said we do our best to help when we can and where we can, but we have a priority in protecting our collection as well. So when that group had asked a month or so ago about using the space as emergency backup in case there was a severe weather event or something bad, and like they just needed a place to get kids sheltered. It felt like that was a scenario where probably not, because it's you're going to
Too
have messy people,
destructive for
like
the land.
but then I thought about it. So what if you checked the weather the day before and it looked like there was a chance that was going to be a really big, well, 48 hours in advance. You check the weather 48 hours in advance, it would be a day that the library wasn't open and that there might be a really bad storm that day. So everybody came like they were going to have a normal camp day, but before the weather even started the turn, they came here as a meeting. You'd still be the same thing. It'd be the same day with a bad storm and the same people coming in. But like that scenario where it's somewhat prearranged feels manageable. Like you're essentially you're hosting kind of a meeting. Well, that wouldn't be open to the public, would it?
You would have to require it to be open to the public.
I
Like,
mean,
yes,
beyond like
you can come here as a rain shelter, but
if
if
somebody else comes in too.
let him in.
And then the other thing that factored into my confusion about this was at the end of the school year last year, Tina returned all the keys that she had for this building. Forever, the school has always maintained keys to this building. We've always made sure they had an up-to-date key to this building so that there was a large-scale evacuation. We were one of the sites that they could come to that was safe and away from the school. That's kind of that potential like emergency, messy scenario that we somebody whoever at some point in time, and I think intuitively like it does make sense that if the school needed to evacuate they could come here. But yeah, the emergency piece here I feel like a little unsure of also. And
Right. How do
yes,
you find it? I'm wondering if you put, use of the building for emergency purposes.
The movie design.
Is use of the building for emergency purposes is does not follow, does not need to, does it not need to follow, or is I mean, you would think if it's being opened as a kind of like place to retreat to in an emergency situation. I mean, it's a bad storm, right? Whether I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm
Like
trying
the
to say.
library is open
Yes,
enough.
I'm really not sure on this one because it feels conflicting. And then like when I thought about the fact that this like it in my gut like it makes 100% sense that the school could have evacuated here if they needed to.
Can you say that
But like
though?
we never talked about that. Nobody like there was no guidelines on, well, there was usually more than 49 kids in the building. We can't have all the kids in here because it's against the fire code.
The library is open without restrictions if an extreme emergency situation, something like that. Would that help? Yeah.
But then,
How do you define extreme emergency?
decided by the library director.
How do we make that happen?
Right, someone
So, like,
has
if
to be
I'm
able to open the library,
right, like if
right?
I'm in Montpelier
And
and there's a train crash or there's two, whatever the bad scenario, we could say that,
like, could we do it?
who's gonna or how would that happen?
And does
Is
anyone
that
else besides, obviously, Pina not anymore in the school, not necessarily, but does anyone else in town have access to the building?
the town clerk has, she's always updated whenever we update the door codes. She would have a physical key and then she would have the door codes as well.
Oh, right, nobody can see us now.
I feel like the fire department does have a key. They don't get the updates on the codes, but I'm almost positive they have a physical key. So the fire department and the town office would be the only other two.
If it's possible in emergencies, the library will be open. You just can't.
Leave it up to the discretion of.
Yeah, in case of local emergencies, the library could be used, by town members. Gee,
For
how
at
do you
least
say
the
that?
purposes of shelter and protection. Shelter and protect.
Has that discussion come up in any of the RBS planning discussions? Because right now that is the Red Cross shelter.
Right, how does it so who decides when, if the school needs to be used as a Red Cross shelter, who makes that call right now? Is it the emergency management
It would
director?
be the Red Cross. There's somebody else that's see the emergency communication or the emergency. Well, Steve
Messaging.
Twombly had been for a long time, and he wasn't, and then they said Lenny now, I think.
Well,
You can tell the bottom of the box,
need to
but
find somebody who's posted as being drafted.
is there somebody in town who a medical officer? And
There must be a civil defense director here too, somewhere.
I think Steve Twombly is the civil defense
Okay.
director or whatever. So, okay, so I'm wondering if,
What do we want to say about the availability of the library?
Seems like we probably want to say that we want to do our best to help,
No, I
but
think that's all we can do.
I have to think about the language, and I'm not having very good clarity on it exactly. But if I think about it, I could come back with something.
I'm
But
not thinking about anything right now, but again, that was
yeah.
one of the themes that I've had questions about over the years, and it was one of the reasons we brought this up again in the last couple of months was this emergency use scenario. So I do think, even though other library policies I looked at didn't include anything,
They don't have anything. They don't.
none that again, I wasn't very thoroughly investigating all library building use policies, but I don't think anything jumped out at me as about the emergency use.
So we're one of the only buildings in town with air conditioning, is that correct?
Yes.
So that's another, like, I know that some places advertise as being a cooling station during severe heat waves, but I don't think we would need to open the library necessarily during something like that. Would that constitute, like, what constitutes an emergency?
And we've
That's sort
not,
of the gray area.
say, we have not posted, there's a list of cooling centers that people can find and know where to go to. We've not put ourselves in that list.
In
Mostly just because we're not open that much
Vermont,
in
you
Vermont. And it didn't feel like, even though we were somewhat advertising, we kind of were, it still didn't feel like we really were a true cooling center.
right, because the hours were limited.
Well, not even that, just.
But the other thing is, this is, I don't know what the official arrangements are, but if you're too hot and you come here and the library's locked, you go in the church, which is open. And
It is right now, yeah.
it's open, not all the time, though.
Yeah.
She hasn't been locking it for a little while.
Oh, really? No.
For several months.
Yeah. I guess we are on a recorded public meeting. I don't think that matters, though, because anyway.
Yeah.
But again, I've never been to a cooling center and I don't know a ton about how they operate, but
Is this place with working air conditioning?
Because I'm not sure, like if it's an in and out, like you have so many minutes, or I don't really know how it works, but
I know on my bike trip, my friend and I, it was like 90 degrees, and we're riding our bikes in the blazing sun, and we'd stop at a convenience store that had in Maine, they have beer caves, which are like these walk-in coolers, and we would just go stand in the beer cave and weren't buying anything. But anyway. This is the book cave.
surely there are brooks in Maine, did you?
Well, where we were trying to get from point A to point B by bicycle. So the beer cave and the convenience store is right there, and we would have had to bike to a brook and then,
But I mean, if this is a life or death situation, I mean, you.
the beer cave is closer. Trust
Okay.
me.
Besides, there's beer.
Well, no, we weren't interested in that. We were just trying to get there. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, this is kind of like the book cave idea. Even just to reduce the
It might be worth, I could I'm pretty sure it is Lenny, the last I'd heard. I could reach out to Lenny and see, because I guess I hadn't really thought about the RVS piece and the Red Cross facility, because how is that being factored into
Right.
who will or won't use the space? Like, so that's what the weird thing with the rentals is, do we forfeit all of our access to the space?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
Right.
yeah, because I can't imagine Turtle Island will be super excited to know that 700 people might show up
Right.
in the space that they just paid all this money for this new equipment or whatever. And so yeah.
Can we return to this with these some of these additions we've talked about, and then the question mark about emergency? Only because I have someone coming to the farm that I need to get home to.
Seems like we've talked about enough
Okay.
modifications that this will definitely come back again for another reading.
Okay.
And I'm,
Sounds like
yeah, I do feel kind
in
of
on your
silly
mind
now that I
again.
hadn't crossed the town policy.
Yeah, I was going to call it up, but then I saw what time it is, and I know this process.
I'm just glad you mentioned it because it
People.
wasn't on my radar.
Yeah. Well, and it hadn't been on mine. I read it a long time ago, and then I was on the town website, and I was like, oh, suddenly they have all their policies now as linkable documents, or linked documents. And so I clicked on it. I was like, oh, what is the building use policy? Because I knew it was on the agenda. And I said, oh, it says really clearly here, this includes the use of the library. So I think, compare and contrast would be a good exercise there. Okay, future meetings. Next meeting is July 10th. Anything else, or without further
Nothing
comment,
else here.
we can adjourn.
Is it
Good
10:50?
move. We adjourn. All right. Okay. All in favor? Aye. Aye. And can I give this back? Where do the